Imagine a world where your job actually makes you healthier rather than draining your well-being. This isn't some utopian fantasy. It's the reality at companies like Johnson & Johnson, where employees experience significantly lower rates of hypertension than national averages. Or at Cisco Systems, twice named Fortune's number one best company to work for. What's their secret? According to Dr. Richard Safer, it's not fancy wellness programs or expensive perks. It's creating a genuine culture of well-being that permeates every aspect of the organization. In A Cure for the Common Company, Safer draws on his 25-plus years of experience, including his role as Chief Medical Director of Employee Health and Well-being at Johns Hopkins Medicine, to provide a practical framework for transforming workplace culture. The book has become a go-to resource for forward-thinking leaders, with companies like Microsoft and Google implementing its principles to combat the growing crisis of workplace burnout and chronic disease. American workplaces are making us sick. Despite spending more on healthcare than any other nation, we face alarming rates of chronic disease, with work-related stress contributing to heart disease, diabetes, depression, and countless other conditions. The COVID-19 pandemic only intensified these challenges, pushing burnout to unprecedented levels. The traditional approach to workplace wellness has largely failed. For decades, companies have invested in wellness programs, health assessments, coaching, newsletters, and annual events that feel good but rarely address the underlying conditions driving unhealthy behaviors. These programs typically focus on individual willpower, expecting employees to make healthier choices despite working in environments that actively undermine those choices. This approach misunderstands human behavior. As Safir explains, relying solely on individual willpower for health improvements is largely ineffective, with fewer than 10% of Americans successfully keeping New Year's resolutions. Our health behaviors are shaped far more by our social connections and environment than by personal determination. Research from Blue Zones, regions where people live exceptionally long, healthy lives, consistently shows that communities and social networks have far greater influence on our health outcomes than individual willpower alone. The solution isn't more wellness programs, it's creating a well-being culture that makes healthy choices easier and more natural. Safer defines this as a web of social influences that manifests itself in shared healthy beliefs and behaviors. Like an actual web, cultural elements are interconnected. Changes in one area affect both nearby and distant parts of the organization. This cultural approach offers significant competitive advantages. Companies with strong well-being cultures enjoy improved recruitment and retention, as employees increasingly seek environments where they feel valued and supported. Managers who foster well-being enjoy more satisfied, appreciative, and engaged teams with improved performance and decreased absenteeism. These benefits create positive financial outcomes through reduced healthcare costs and improved productivity. The distinction matters. Unlike traditional wellness programs, healthy cultures benefit everyone regardless of initial interest, help maintain healthy behaviors long-term, and make developing new positive practices easier. They also improve employee morale by creating a sense of community where everyone works together toward better health, making the organization more resilient in the face of challenges. Creating a well-being culture isn't about luck or having a generous budget. It requires a systematic approach. Safer identifies 6 essential overlapping building blocks that collectively provide a conceptual map for culture change. 1. Shared values that prioritize well-being form the foundation. Organizations like Johnson & Johnson have embedded well-being into their corporate identity for over 75 years, with their credo explicitly stating their responsibility to support the health and well-being of our employees. Even if your organization doesn't explicitly list well-being as a value, it likely has related values like respect, trust, or inclusion that support employee health. 2. Social climate fosters cohesiveness and positive treatment among employees. This creates a work family where colleagues trust and collaborate, supporting each other's well-being in meaningful ways. Research shows that social isolation increases health risks as much as smoking 15 cigarettes daily, making workplace community essential for health. Companies like HubSpot, ranked number one for employee happiness, maintain positive social climate through four key strategies: providing varied assignments, allowing independent work, practicing transparency, and fostering manager-employee collaboration. 3. Norms establish collective healthy behaviors, the shared behaviors and attitudes that define how we do things around here. These powerful influences shape individual behavior within organizations, making healthy choices either easier or harder. At Johns Hopkins Medicine, Safer transformed beverage norms by implementing incremental changes, limiting sugary drinks to 12-ounce containers, requiring 80% of beverage options be healthy, making water less expensive than soda, using color-coded labeling, and placing healthy options at eye level. 4. Culture connection points are the countless intersections where the organization interacts with employees, creating subtle and overt cues that shape behaviors and attitudes. These include recruitment practices, onboarding experiences, benefits design, physical workspace, communication methods, and organizational traditions. Massachusetts General Hospital successfully used a traffic light campaign, red, yellow, green, to influence beverage choices at point of purchase, while REI offers 2 paid yay days annually for employees to enjoy outdoor activities. 5. Peer support from coworkers creates accountability and encouragement. Our friends, family, and colleagues significantly influence our health behaviors, from exercise habits to weight management. Having a buddy makes it easier to maintain healthy practices, as demonstrated by Union Pacific Railroad's total safety culture, where employees take a courage to care pledge to protect themselves and their teammates. Companies like HEB Supermarket use wellness champions, employees passionate about health who facilitate changes tailored to their work groups. 6. Leadership engagement from executives, managers, and wellness champions creates conditions supporting well-being. When leaders like former Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson told employees no partner should be asked to choose between work and their health during the pandemic, he established well-being as the company's top priority. Leaders must model healthy behaviors, put well-being on meeting agendas, incorporate well-being into annual events, and address institutional barriers to success. These building blocks work together synergistically. Without a positive social climate, establishing healthy norms becomes nearly impossible. Without leadership support, culture connection points will feel inauthentic. The most successful organizations address all 6 elements simultaneously, creating a comprehensive approach to employee well-being. While organizational culture sets the overall tone, subcultures, formed around work teams, locations, or common interests, often have more direct influence on health behaviors. These subcultures can either support or undermine well-being efforts, making them critical to address when building a healthy workplace. Consider how workplace subcultures impact various dimensions of health. They influence what, when, and how much employees eat, from break room food choices to eating patterns. Team norms determine whether employees take proper lunch breaks or eat at their desks. Work subcultures affect home behaviors, like whether employees feel compelled to check emails after hours. The difference between teams that normalize overwork versus those that prioritize breaks directly impacts sleep quality. Remote workers face specific challenges with work-life boundaries as the physical separation between work and home disappears. Many feel pressure to prove their productivity by working longer hours, sacrificing family time, exercise, and proper meals. The physical workspace setup also impacts well-being, whether a desk is placed in a bedroom, blurring rest boundaries, or in a basement with limited natural light. Leaders can foster healthy subcultures without significant financial investment. Simple gestures like providing desk plants bring nature into the workspace. Supporting healthy subcultures might just mean allowing groups to use existing facilities for activities like softball games or repurposing spaces for group gatherings. Small grants can target specific subculture needs, like helping night shift workers develop coping skills for sleeping during daytime hours. Company-wide well-being initiatives become more effective when smaller teams can participate together. When teams experience programs like mindfulness training as a unit, it normalizes practices that might otherwise seem unusual, demonstrates leadership support, encourages peer accountability, and creates shared experiences teams can reference when facing challenges. As Safir puts it, the team that ohms together stays together. Leaders must also recognize that unhealthy subcultures like smoking groups can undermine organizational well-being goals. These can be addressed by removing enablers, relocating secluded benches where smokers gather, implementing policies, smoke-free workdays, creating financial incentives, health premium differentials for non-smokers, and setting clear expectations during hiring. A positive social climate where employees experience an upbeat attitude, trust each other, and feel aligned toward common goals makes establishing and maintaining relationships easier. In such environments, work becomes a source of fulfillment rather than just a paycheck. Building community at work fulfills a fundamental human need. Organizations can foster community through thoughtful onboarding that emphasizes collegiality, creating social spaces where employees can interact, and building trust through vulnerability. When leaders share their personal struggles, as former Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini did about his near-fatal accident and recovery, it creates psychological safety for employees to be authentic. A positive attitude in the workplace can't be blamed on external factors. It comes from within. When hope and optimism flourish in an organization, employee performance improves alongside job satisfaction, happiness, and organizational commitment. This positive outlook translates to better health outcomes, resilience, and retention. Employees with upbeat attitudes are better equipped to collaborate, find creative solutions to challenges, and weather difficult periods. Organizations should implement strategies that support good social climate. 1. Include attitude in recruitment by seeking candidates who emit positive energy, optimism, and warmth. 2. Prioritize self-care to be at your best for those around you. Sleeping well, eating nutritiously, getting outdoors, and exercising help us feel good inside and emit positive emotions to others. 3. Balance feedback, with research showing high-functioning teams share 3 times more positive experiences than negative ones. Harvard studies suggest employees ideally need 6 pieces of positive feedback for every critical improvement. 4. Practice gratitude and recognition. While 90% of American CEOs agree gratitude is important, only 1/3 of employees are satisfied with the amount they receive. 5. Celebrate successes along the way. This applies to good customer service, increased sales, and employees reaching well-being goals. 6. Use holidays as opportunities for injecting positivity into the workplace. Even without lavish budgets, companies can create fun experiences. 7. Smile more. A simple smile can effectively promote health and happiness by lowering blood pressure, reducing stress, and improving attitude. Home life fundamentally affects workplace performance. Employees struggling with family challenges can't fully engage at work. Smart organizations support employees' home lives through expanded employee assistance programs and family-inclusive benefits. Companies like Amazon, with dog parks and treats, and flexible work arrangements like Salesforce's semi-remote model, demonstrate how respecting life outside work contributes to organizational culture and employee well-being. Norms, the shared behaviors and attitudes that define how we do things around here, powerfully shape individual behavior within organizations. While changing some behaviors is relatively easy, adopting healthy behaviors that go against established norms in our social circles is much more difficult. Unhealthy workplace norms, like working well beyond 9 to 5 hours, sending emails at all hours, and bringing sugary treats to meetings, make maintaining healthy habits feel like swimming upstream. Leaders must identify these norms to change them by asking key questions. What unhealthy behaviors persist despite efforts to eliminate them? What departments show stronger health focus or team atmosphere? What healthy norms have you successfully established? While norms provide structure and consistency, they can adapt to changing conditions, as demonstrated by the rapid adoption of COVID-19 safety measures in many communities. When selecting norms to transform, three fundamentals matter. 1. Choose norms that align with organizational values. A company valuing work-life balance might establish a no after-hours emails norm. 2. Ensure norms are meaningful to employees, as humans need cognitive closure and will reject behaviors with low personal payoff. 3. Norms must be meaningful to the organization itself, addressing pressing needs like safety in manufacturing or employee retention in retail. Workplace norms are more effective when extended into employees' other cultural spheres. Our habits are often influenced more by those we live with than work with. Food choices, for instance, are largely determined by whoever shops or cooks at home. Organizations might invite spouses to join health programs or open employee cafeterias to family members. Cultural norms exist on a spectrum with dangerous extremes: authoritarian control and anomie, normlessness. Authoritarian approaches restrict freedoms essential to well-being and violate our need for autonomy. Conversely, anomie often emerges during transitions, like company acquisitions, when accepted norms disappear, potentially leading to unethical behavior or talent exodus. Changing norms requires getting groups to adopt new behaviors, attitudes, or beliefs while maintaining psychological safety. This gradual process demands planning, execution, and maintenance, potentially taking months or years depending on organization size and norm complexity. Success requires addressing team social climate first, ensuring cohesion and a shared well-being vision, connecting to organizational values, securing leadership support, and creating multiple culture connection points to shape norms effectively. Our workplaces make countless decisions daily that impact employee well-being, creating subtle and overt cues that shape behaviors and attitudes. By strategically adjusting these culture connection points, organizations can make healthy choices easier and build a well-being culture that helps employees maintain healthy practices. Recruitment and selection. Organizations with strong well-being cultures naturally attract health-oriented candidates. Companies like Dell Technologies emphasize work-life balance in job postings, while Southwest Airlines prominently features well-being on their careers page. Smart hiring practices include designing interview questions about how candidates will contribute to team well-being and ensuring job descriptions reflect well-being values. First impressions. Well-being cultures begins with onboarding, as early experiences make lasting impressions. Effective onboarding should include explaining the wellness vision, team well-being norms, and the importance of self-care, backed by consistent actions like healthy meals and activity breaks. For remote workers, companies implement special practices like virtual coffee moments, regular check-ins, and online games to establish social connections despite physical distance. Information and communication. While health education alone has limited impact on behavior, creative communication methods can make a difference. Effective health communication avoids medical jargon, uses health literacy practices, leverages credible messengers like physicians or respected healthy employees, incorporates appropriate humor rather than shame or fear, utilizes trusted coworkers as champions, and includes family members who influence employees' health decisions. Benefits and programs. Benefits extend far beyond basic retirement plans and health insurance, offering countless opportunities to support workforce well-being. Effective benefits remove barriers to healthy behaviors, like providing free blood pressure monitors for home use or installing self-serve stations at work. Modern companies offer extensive benefits from childcare to elder care, legal assistance, and even on-campus services like haircuts, Google, Genentech, laundry, and bike repair. Stories and narratives. Stories captivate attention and remain memorable long after facts and figures fade. Leadership stories are particularly powerful, like when Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini shared his personal journey through pain management and suicidal thoughts following a skiing accident. The most effective stories are relatable, allowing listeners to imagine themselves in similar situations. Companies like Unilever address mental health proactively through storytelling films, including their chief learning officer's experience with PTSD. Learning and training. While we require licenses to drive vehicles for safety reasons, we often overlook training employees for workplace well-being, despite workplace conditions contributing to 3 times more deaths than car accidents. Companies like Hilton invest in training beyond physical health, teaching resiliency, focus, and optimism through their Thrive at Hilton program. At Johns Hopkins Medicine, managers receive 10-minute well-being tips weekly, learning to lead with a well-being lens. Symbols and traditions. Symbolic acts represent organizational beliefs and priorities. A fitness center symbolizes commitment to health, while releasing time for well-being activities demonstrates its importance. UC Davis leaders move their parking spots farther from entrances to encourage walking, visibly demonstrating their commitment. Rituals also shape culture, from Wegmans stretch breaks announced overhead to annual 5K runs or reimagined birthday celebrations focused on fun rather than sugar. Physical environment. The workplace significantly impacts well-being culture. Even modest environmental changes can promote movement. Affordable standing desks, well-designed stairwells, or simply keeping stairwells clean with directional signage can encourage physical activity. For stress management, creating accessible brain break spaces like USAA's Energize Zones or mounting coloring sheets for mindful coloring can help employees reset. Peer support is perhaps the greatest predictor of success in adopting and sustaining healthy lifestyle habits. Our friends, family, and colleagues significantly influence our health behaviors, from exercise habits to weight management and even happiness levels. Research shows that having an obese friend increases our own obesity risk by over 50%, and similar patterns exist with alcohol consumption. Willpower alone is a flawed strategy for making healthy choices. The author shares a personal example of struggling to resist chocolate at work, where the office layout and colleague behaviors created constant temptation. Despite determination, visual cues triggered cravings that were difficult to resist. The author eventually found success by using an alternative entrance to avoid seeing the snack area, demonstrating how environmental design and peer influence can undermine personal willpower. Having a buddy makes it easier to be happy and healthy. During COVID-19, Massachusetts General Hospital created a buddy program to combat loneliness and disconnection. The CDC recognizes buddy systems as effective for staff members to share responsibility for each other's well-being. Microsoft found that onboarding buddies boost productivity and satisfaction among new employees. Professional subcultures significantly influence health behaviors. While nurses or food service workers are naturally active throughout their workday, office workers like accountants, lawyers, and executives face challenges in maintaining physical activity. Peers can help regardless of team, profession, or location. They're the people we connect with outside organizational structures. The more frequently we interact with peers, the more they can support our efforts to change behaviors, beliefs, or attitudes, making it easier to incorporate healthy habits like walking breaks. Organizations can amplify peer support through wellness champions, employees passionate about health who make meaningful contributions while improving their own well-being through purpose. These champions facilitate changes tailored to their work groups and subcultures, providing critical boots on the ground that complement top-down leadership. When trusted peers promote health initiatives, it normalizes workplace health discussions. Structured lifestyle medicine programs create built-in peer support networks by gathering employees with similar health objectives for weekly meetings over several months, focusing on skills, problem-solving, and habit formation. As participants share struggles and vulnerabilities, trust develops and collective experience drives powerful results. most people lack training in how to effectively support others' well-being goals. Essential peer support skills include active listening, goal-setting assistance, identifying role models, removing barriers, building trust, locating supportive environments, working through setbacks, and celebrating successes. Social connectedness creates feelings of belonging and community that are fundamental to human well-being. Without it, loneliness and depression can develop. Social support networks improve quality of life, lower blood pressure, and reduce chronic disease risk. For employers, fostering workplace social connections builds resilience and crisis management capabilities. Leaders at all levels face personal well-being challenges while simultaneously influencing their team's health. When leaders like Ellen Derrick and Mark Bertolini share their own struggles, they create psychological safety that allows others to seek help. Without engaging leaders at every level, well-being initiatives will fail to penetrate the organization's fabric. Effective leaders like former Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson demonstrate that prioritizing employee well-being enables all other business goals. When Johnson told employees no partner should be asked to choose between work and their health during the pandemic and continued paying retail staff for 30 days during closures, he established well-being as the company's top priority. Leaders can demonstrate this priority by putting well-being on meeting agendas, making it a business goal with accountability, and providing managers with proper training to address team well-being needs. Company-wide well-being initiatives become more effective when smaller teams can participate together. When teams experience programs like mindfulness training as a unit, it normalizes practices that might otherwise seem unusual. Our behaviors as leaders influence those we lead more than our words. Simple actions like taking the stairs instead of the elevator demonstrate commitment to well-being. Don't hide your well-being practices. Share your mindfulness techniques when stress comes up in conversation, participate visibly in organizational programs, and make it easier for well-being practices to surface on your team through walking meetings or breathing exercises. Most leaders are promoted for previous success rather than leadership skills, and few receive training on supporting team well-being. Yet the way managers treat employees significantly impacts how they feel about themselves and their work. Leaders' words leave lasting impressions. Provide regular positive feedback without always following it with criticism. Simple questions like, "How are you doing today?" demonstrate caring and build trust. Your management approach directly affects team health and effectiveness. Give team members latitude in decision-making while setting clear guidelines and expectations. Regularly assess workloads to ensure they're challenging but not overwhelming, and distribute work fairly. Give credit where it's due. Acknowledge good work publicly and let team members present their projects rather than taking credit yourself. As a leader, you have the privilege of creating a well-being culture that contributes to your team's happiness, health, and resilience. Changing culture requires attention and intention as old habits die hard. You must promote, advocate for, and defend employee health initiatives with the same vigor as other business necessities. Measuring culture doesn't require complicated blood tests or expensive metrics. Sometimes simply asking employees for their opinions provides the most meaningful data. Self-reported health assessments are powerful predictors. Those reporting poor health have 1.5 to 3 times higher mortality rates than those reporting excellent health. Employee opinions serve as a barometer for whether your strategy is impacting behaviors, beliefs, and attitudes. For team-level assessment, anonymous 5-point scale questionnaires can help assess 3 key areas: social climate, team attitude, trust, connection; health-supporting norms, agreed-upon healthy habits, work-life balance; and manager effectiveness in creating well-being culture. For organization-wide assessment, a simple 6-question survey can evaluate all well-being culture building blocks: leadership, norms, social climate, shared values, culture connection points, and peer support. While quantitative surveys provide quick insights, qualitative feedback through written responses offers more nuanced understanding of employee perceptions. just as sports scores don't tell a complete game story, survey numbers don't capture the full employee experience. Anonymous, open-ended questions about each culture-building framework component can yield richer insights than numerical ratings alone. NextJump, an e-commerce company handling loyalty programs for major corporations, views well-being not as a cost but as an investment. By offering better breaks, physical activities, psychological coaching, and healthy snacks, they saw annual sales growth increase from 30% to 120%. Proving that caring for employees benefits business. Unfortunately, many employers see well-being initiatives only as expenses. Smart investments in prevention can yield significant returns. A $50 blood pressure monitor is vastly cheaper than the $20,000-plus cost of treating strokes or heart attacks. Building a well-being culture isn't linear. It typically starts slowly but accelerates as positive changes become visible. Five variables influence how quickly your initiatives take root: the perceived benefit to individuals and the organization, alignment with company values and history, simplicity of the proposed transformation, ability to test on a small scale first, and building confidence through successful pilots before organization-wide deployment. Creating a well-being culture resembles preparing a Thanksgiving feast, requiring extensive planning, coordination, and effort that most will never fully appreciate. Just as holiday meals create lasting family traditions, our workplace cultures blend individual contributions from team members, each bringing their own dish of family subculture that influences the team dynamic. While this preparation takes significant work, the results create lasting, positive feelings that shape organizational culture. The failed willpower approach to health and well-being must give way to recognizing the powerful cultural influences that shape our attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors. Our workplaces profoundly impact our health beyond basic survival needs, requiring a comprehensive cultural approach rather than isolated programs. As IBM's chief medical officer puts it, a culture of health requires a fundamental commitment to its possibility, not just through a policy, but in every decision we make.